His name is Cuneo. He is in Teatro Zanzani. That's on the 14th floor of the Cambria Hotel, 32 West Randolph Street. And boy, oh boy, Cuneo, I think I read somewhere that your singing is so powerful that you can blow the faces off audience members or something to that effect. I'm sure I don't have that quite right. But boy, oh boy, you hit notes I never knew existed.
Thank you very much. And I'm gonna assume that that was meant as a compliment, but I hope it's not a deterrent, because obviously, you know, if people don't come to the show, I don't have a job. So so let's just hope it piques people's curiosity and they want to come buy tickets and see what we do in that tent, because it really is a unique and phenomenal experience.
Which I want to talk about next. So what is Teatro Zanzani? Now, for sure, it is an opportunity to see one of Chicago's best singers, that's you, perform, and another of Chicago's best under the same roof, Liv Warfield, perform. I mean, both.
Listen, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I got a co-sign on that. You know, I have been a fan of Liv's for a long time before I started working with her. And I got to tell you, it is such a joy to get to sing the kinds of music that we're getting to sing with a voice like hers night after night after night. And the fact that she's become, over the past few years, one of my very best friends is just icing on the cake. Because it really was, I was such a fangirl for her. You know, she's got this incredible history of singing with Prince, singing with Heart, with Nancy Wilson, and she's got her own original music that's just phenomenal. Frankly, one of her albums was the soundtrack of my pandemic experience. I would go for walks every day and listen to her album, The Unexpected, and it just got me through. So, and the two of us, just our chemistry is like dynamite. We clearly love each other very much, and we're getting to sing everything from Sly and the Family Stone to AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, Aretha Franklin. Like, it's just, you know, forget about the incredible circus, forget about the incredible acrobats, the hilarious comedy. Like, it truly is the most unique experience you can have under one roof. And it's almost impossible to describe. You kind of just have to see it to understand what we do in the tent and what goes on in there. You know, and obviously it's there's dinner involved, the food is phenomenal, great drinks and all of that stuff as well. But I got to say, for me, you know, I have rent to pay, so it's nice that this is a gig, but just getting to sing with Liv, I do that for free night after night after night.
I will tell you, one could go see you in concert, pay really good money to see that. One can go see Liv in concert, pay really good money to see that. And the thing is, you're right there. It's such an intimate setting that you are, because it as you said, is, think of the old dinner theaters. Plus you get, as you said, acrobatics, you get comedy, you get all these other things. But to be that close to the singers, how does it feel, though, the other way around, as the performer, to be that close to the audience?
It's really unique, you know, and they've kind of given us a lot of leeway in this particular production, I think, to just sort of celebrate what we're capable of doing as vocalists. And I think, you know, we have such big voices, and obviously with this incredible live band supporting us, I think we've never talked about it, but it's like between the two of us, I think there's just this tacit agreement that one of these nights we're actually going to blow the roof off the place. Like, that's our goal.
Well,
and to get to have the audience right there with us that close, as you said, it makes it intimate. It makes it personal, you know, and I think, you know, I've said this before, but it's very true. You could come see the same production five times in a row. You're never going to see the same show. There is so much to look at. There is so much to watch and to see and to experience. It's impossible to catch it all in one go.
Cuneo, why were you named for a town in Italy?
In Italy. So here's the funny thing. The town that is most popular or most known is actually spelled Cuneo, and I think that is in northwestern Italy, in Piemonte. Now, my family name is spelled Cunio, but there's also a very small village in sort of slightly farther west named for that name as well. The funny thing is, according to our sort of history, we're Sicilian, so we have nothing to do with either of those towns. But it is funny because people will, you know, sort of give me a hard time and be like, oh, what do you think? You're Cher? You think you're Madonna? You got one name. And I always have to laugh because, no, I'm Italian. I'm Roman Catholic. My first name is Michael. And when I was in school, there were 100 other Michaels in the classroom, Michael C. So I just, since first grade, for teachers, you know, they just always referred to me as Cuneo, and it stuck. And my brothers, also named after, you know, saints and, you know, apostles, had the same issue. So we always give each other a hard time about who's Cuneo, because our friends call all of us Cuneo. So we've devised a number system. So my oldest brother is Cuneo 1, you know, then Cuneo 2, Cuneo 3, I'm Cuneo 4, which I kind of love because, you know, our shorthand is C1, C2. And so, of course, that means mine is C4, which is dynamite. So that's kind of great.
Speaking of dynamite.
Yeah, my brothers and I, we call each other by number.
Oh, really? All right. So speaking of dynamite, as I said, you're also in this band called Bite. I'm thinking a band called Bite is probably not like church music.
It's not. It's, you know what it is? It's a girlfriend of mine and I, we had been friends for a really long time, and her girlfriend and I were performing in shows together in New York City quite a bit. And we'd always talked about recording or doing something together and just, you know, never really got around to it. Then during the pandemic, we released a cover of a song called Get Free by the Vines. And it was just kind of magical. And, you know, we just did the song for fun. My songwriting partner, my co-founder of the band, Alexa, that was one of her favorite songs. And it was just a project. And then last year, around Christmas time, we finally got around to shooting a video for it and releasing it. And when we did that, there was just something electric that happened. And we kind of looked around the room and we were like, are we a band now? I guess we're a band. And so we went for it. And we started, all last year, we started writing this EP. We've got about 6 original songs under the belt, 2 of which have been released. And it's very much inspired by, you know, sort of classic 80s, you know, hard rock, stadium, arena, rock and roll, you know, Motley Crue, Joan Jett, that kind of a thing. So there's a little bit of a retro vibe to it, but really it's just super, super fun. It's just fun, sort of, you know, meat and potatoes, bar rock and roll. And it's the most fun project I've ever had, like writing original music for. Our tastes are very different, but there's just enough overlap that we really are able to create something unique and special together. You know, she contributes things that I could never imagine, and I think I do the same. And we collaborate on everything, lyrics and melodies and all of that stuff. And I'm super excited to see where it goes, because we've gotten so much support from within the industry. And, you know, it's impossible to make a dent these days. There's 100,000 songs get released every day on Spotify. So the fact that anybody is paying attention to us is really, really special. And I think the music is really fun. And I think it bridges a gap of sort of creating something nostalgic for people that grew up in the era, you know, with the big hair and the leather jackets. And it's also, you know, a contemporary audience. Kids today are sort of discovering something in it, and it speaks to them. It's current enough that there's, you know, it has its own validity as original music written in 2024. So I just love it. I can't wait till we're performing live and going on the road and, you know, all of that stuff. So, but, you know, you can find our music on Spotify and Apple Music and pretty much anywhere you can stream music, you can find us. So,
well, no kidding. Aside from seeing you at Teatro Zanzani at the Cambria Hotel downtown, one is going to see you at some point in a big arena, if that's what you choose, with a voice like
yours.
Oh, man,
I would love.
Well, okay, so that's my question. With a voice like yours, at some point in time, you will call the shots, I really think. Where do you want to be, say, 5 years from now?
I think you just said it. Like, my happiest place in the world, Teatro Zanzani kind of came to me by accident. Somebody saw a version of me singing Dream on YouTube, and I got this phone call saying, hey, come join the circus. And I went for it, and I learned to fly and sort of become an aerialist and gotten to do some really incredible things. But my dream, my goal has always been be on the road, you know, play shows, sing in front of a band. I'm weird in the way that, you know, living on a bus, waking up in a different city every day, it's a tough life for a lot of people. But for me, that really is my happiest place. That's where I thrive. I love the engagement. I love the travel. I love getting to share something I'm proud of with a different audience every night. I love, you know, my voice is very big and intense. Obviously, it's not chamber music by any means, but being able to create an experience that people can just forget about their daily lives, that people can get excited and swept away in something and hyped up and remember that life can be filled with joy and fun if you remember that and choose to experience in that way. And so that's the dream. You know, of course, I want to play Madison Square Garden. I want to play the O2 Arena in London. I want to live on a bus for a year. Like that's the dream. You know, I want to be Freddie Mercury. I want to be, you know, have that experience at some point before I get too old to put on the skin tight pants and scream out the high note.
And Freddie Mercury is the perfect analogy. When you say being on a bus, we could think Greyhound bus and think Fred McMurray, and you probably don't even know who I'm talking about. Teatro Zanzani, Love, Chaos, and Dinner. That's what the website says. 14th floor of the Cambria Hotel, 32 West Randolph Street. Cuneo, thank you so much.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me.